Believers in Jesus, children of the King.
What?
There should be a Christian American Idol.
Christian Contemporary American Idol?
Oh, just Christian American Idol.
Isn't that an oxymoron? I mean, we shouldn't.
Kind of is, isn't it?
We shouldn't be worshiping idols, right?
Yeah, you have a point there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go out for it if there was one?
No.
But you can sing.
No, I can't.
You can sing praise songs.
Yeah, but not for to be professional at it. I make a joyful noise. I can actually carry a tune, but that doesn't mean I'm a good singer.
I can shoot a tune.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 90% of singing is just plowing through.
Yeah, for you.
You tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better when they talk behind your back.
It's better
when they talk right to your face.
It's better
when they call the authorities on you.
It's better
when they show their home movies for hours.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning.
Who are they?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering too. I was thinking you though, because when you went to Japan and showed me your home movies for hours, we were still dating, and I was trying really hard to act interested. Oh, that was very torturous.
That was a big part of my life.
I understand, but they were boring.
That was a very big moment.
It was
in my life.
You in a video camera by yourself. It was boring. Sorry.
Let me tell you something, okay? Take this however you want to. But it wasn't half as boring as being there by myself.
At night, you can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
And on today's show, we're going to discuss 2008 corporate goals. And circus is a little creepy.
It is a bit.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today. You've got me, Brad, Mac Daddy McFadden, and across from me, the wonderful, the fabulous, the pink minx herself, Faith.
Hello.
Faithly, as she is called affectionately by her family.
By my dad.
Okay. We want to stick with that. Well, so guess what time it is?
What time?
Well, it's about 10. It's almost 10 o'clock.
Oh, heaven forbid. What am I still doing here?
No, it's time to do the corporate goals. It works.
Oh, it's the new year.
That's right. It's time to...
Must be nearing March.
It's time to go and enter into the system my corporate goals.
It's a bonus time.
Well, we'll see about that. But, so the joke around on the office... It's not a joke. I mean, people are walking around. It's a joke in my head, but it's not... it's actually what's happening. Is I would... You know, it's like, have you done your 2008 objectives yet? And somebody else will say, yeah, I just copied what I had last year. You know?
Well, that's just
and I was going to ask, because we have all these, things called imperatives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, they make up words.
Yeah.
They just take words out of the dictionary that nobody knows what they mean. They say, let's just put that word here.
Okay.
It sounds like what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they said, we have these imperatives, and you're supposed to match your goals to these imperatives.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going over, I was asking my coworker, I said, have you done your goals yet? Said, I just finished them. Because they're due tomorrow. And I said, well.
Have you done them?
Yeah. So I said, well, did you match a goal per imperative? And do we have to, because we're five imperatives, do I have to go for every imperative? And she goes, no, I just copied what I had last year. And I'm like, you know, I've heard that several times, you know, and it doesn't make any sense. It's like, if you have the same goals as you had last year, what did you accomplish this year?
Well, nothing. And do you really want your boss to know that?
He's the one of the ones that said that.
He did. That's funny.
Just copy over what you had last year.
Well, so what do you have to do it for? There's no purpose.
And they use, and the reason for this is they say the imperatives haven't changed.
Yeah. So your goals aren't going to change then?
Well,
if you haven't accomplished your goals from last year to this year, then maybe they need to reconsider.
No, they don't need to be thinking about that at all. But
not you.
No, but no, mine changed because Sam left. Mm-hmm. So Sam left, and I had to take over Sam's stuff, mm-hmm. which really just entails me calling Sam a lot. Mm-hmm. So,
which you do anyway
at his new job. Hey, how's it going, Sam? Hey, yeah, how was your weekend? Hey, listen, I got a problem. All right. You go into the
status
message.
You text message him about 6,000 times a day.
I can't do that anymore.
Why?
I mean, I do when he, like on the weekends. Uh-huh. Yeah. But during the day, we can't IM anymore. We can't chat anymore because it isn't allowed at his work.
Oh.
So I have to actually send him regular emails.
Are you okay?
No, I send him a lot of emails, but it's not the same. So I end up calling him a couple of times. You know, I can't go over to his desk anymore. It's very frustrating. Hmm. Very frustrating.
He's like your April.
We only get to have lunch once a week. Which is good for me. Lose weight that way.
Mm-hmm.
He's my April.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Is that your? So you have a friend named April? See, nobody knows this.
Yeah, they do. I've heard about April 100 times in this entire doing this show.
Well, that doesn't mean they were listening when you said it.
Well, that's true. Listen.
So you have a friend named April.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay, that's it.
He's like your friend named April.
What an interesting
story.
He's
like my best friend April and I talk 6,000 times a day.
They can't decide what. It's not even what clothes to wear. They can't decide.
I can decide what clothes to wear.
What they're going to have on their cereal.
Oh, should whatever.
I have bananas or strawberries? I don't know. I better call Faith and ask. She built a house and she consulted you on every decision. Well, on every decision. But on a lot of the decisions.
Because we love each other.
Well, it turned out beautiful. Congratulations.
Thanks. I didn't have to make the payment. Good thing I couldn't afford it.
No. All right.
You have an April. It's just cute. It's cute when boys have girlfriends.
I don't have an April.
You do.
I have
it's
a
cute.
Sam.
It's cute
Trust
when
me,
boys.
I've seen both of them. They don't look anything alike.
No. That's true. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Huh.
Sam's way cuter.
Yeah. Them is fighting words.
Anyway, so.
So you didn't redo them? You didn't copy them. You went ahead and made new goals?
I had to.
Because you were a diligent and.
No, I copied over what I had last time. I copied what I had last time and added some stuff.
You're an employee with integrity. Can I put my goals for 2008?
Sure. What are
for
your
my
goals?
Job?
Sure. What are your goals for 2008? Let's list them out. What's your imperative?
What was
is?
My goal last year?
Your imperatives are increased production. Okay. Become more efficient.
Uh-huh.
Make the household run in a more profitable manner.
Uh-huh.
And way more muffins.
Okay. So, a profitable manner?
Yes.
I took the credit card and put it in the drawer.
Instead of your purse?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a profitable manner.
Okay.
Okay. What was the other one?
Increased efficiency.
Increased efficiency. Well, I am already very efficient.
Well, I think you do that by just like organizing and you're going to reorganize your
laundry
room.
Instead of doing two things at once, I'll do three.
You're going to grow another arm out of your back?
I have a plan for the laundry room.
Yes, and that's going to make you way more efficient.
It is.
I think it will. I think it'll help.
It will.
I mean, not your efficiency, but it'll help.
I mean, it'll make it easier for me.
Exactly.
I think it won't make me go any faster.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, what was the other one?
Way more muffins. More muffins.
Yeah, that's just inappropriate. I'm not talking about muffins on
blueberry muffins.
I made homemade blueberry muffins,
and
they are very, very good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
homemade. Not from a box. Not from a bag.
I haven't had one yet. You promised me
Helen
muffins.
Helen already's had two or three.
You promised me muffins, but I haven't had one yet.
Okay, we'll go have some.
I'm in the middle of a show. So did you see the ad downtown?
What ad?
There's a circus coming to town this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I saw that somewhere.
It's the Mexican circus.
Pizza Inn or something.
It's like Brothers Gatos.
Mexican circus?
Yeah, it's Brothers Gatos Circus, you know.
So we have the French circus, Cirque du Soleil. We have,
well, that doesn't come to Sulphur Springs.
We have the Mexican circus.
The Mexican circus comes to Sulphur Springs. They have a used elephant and a well-used elephant.
Well-used elephant.
No, I don't know. I haven't been there. But the last one I went to was pretty sad.
Oh.
Pretty sad.
Was it creepy like most circuses?
Dude, what is up with circus? I'm telling you, circus is creepy. I've been to several circuses in my life. And I'm always excited to go. Like even when I was a kid, mm-hmm. I was excited to go. Oh, we get to go to the circus, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm great. When I get there, I'm just mostly creeped out.
Ow.
Because, okay, first of all, you've got the clowns, which are, come on.
We've already talked about that.
We've mm-hmm. talked those to death, but they're creepy. So I'm not going to get into the whole creepiness of the clown thing.
You know, they interviewed me about the
clowns?
Circus?
No. The clowns interviewed you?
No. The news people in my town interviewed me.
Really?
When the circus came to town, yeah, when I was 12. It was my moment of fame. 15 minutes. Well, 30 seconds, but, you know, whatever. Take what you can get in an OP t-shirt.
You still got 14 minutes and 45 seconds. So, anyway, what did they say? Did they ask you how creepy it was?
I don't know. I don't even remember. Do you like the circus? What are you doing here?
So, who took you?
My grandma and grandpa.
Huh. See, my grandma and grandpa took me to the rodeo. Mm-hmm. That was not creepy.
No, you live...
But they both had clowns.
In Texas.
Rodeo clowns aren't creepy like regular clowns.
Well, that's because they risk their lives.
You don't think regular clowns risk their lives?
No, not really. They're
out there playing with balls? Squeaking their noses?
No.
That's got to be painful.
Mm-mm. The only time they ever risk their lives is when they all cram inside of a Volkswagen.
There you go. See, that's got to be risking your
life. Or a phone booth.
I've never seen them all crawl into a phone booth. What kind of freaky circus are you going to?
Wait a minute. Maybe that was just stuff they did in the 60s.
Yeah, I think so. So, anyway. So, did you make it on television with your interview?
I did. Cool. I was on the news, the local news.
Mm.
In La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what else is up with the circus. Mm-hmm. The sword swallowing.
Mm-hmm. You have to say sword so that you remember there's a W in the word.
Sword swallowing.
Uh-huh. That's what I would tell Helen.
Sword swallowing. So that's creepy.
Why is that creepy?
Because think about it.
I'm thinking about it.
If you think about
creepy.
It, it's creepy because the guy's got...
The talent that they have to have.
What if he gets a cough?
Don't get a cough, man.
And what kind of permanent damage is he doing to his throat?
Well, it can't be good.
Much less the bottom of his stomach. Where's the tip of the sword resting?
Well, they study the anatomy and all that.
Does he swallow a big flat piece of cork first to go down there?
There's got
to
be a space.
You think he did you think this ex-con did some kind of valid study that went to college to learn how to do this?
Okay, no.
Okay.
No, but I'm sure somebody has. I mean, if it was very harmful to you.
It was probably like more like his buddy said, I'll give you $20 if you'll put this down your throat.
Why does he have to be an ex-con just to work in the circus? I mean, now that is just, I mean, you can't just throw that around.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
If you're working on the merry-go-round, yeah.
Okay.
But if you're an acrobat,
probably not.
You came from a long line of acrobats.
Sure.
That's what your family
did. Ex-cons come from a long line of cons. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is put your wallet in your front pocket. That's all I'm saying. At the circus. You go into the circus, take your wallet, put it in your front pocket. What's up with
you
the top?
Sure you want it in your front pocket?
What's up with that top hat guy?
He's the head of the thing. Ringleader.
Yeah, he's the ringleader, all right. It's also creepy. With the top hat and the cane and the black... The tails and the whole tuxedo in the middle of all that filth and poop and elephant swinging. I don't know. It's a little disturbing. And he's always got that black mustache that's mm-hmm. weird that you can't imagine him actually carrying on like a
Are
real life.
Are you sure you've actually been to a real circus?
Yes. What do you
he's
mean?
All kind of very stereotypish things. You're, it's like you've seen a book.
Yeah.
And you're just. regurgitating what the book said.
Are you questioning my circus experiences?
I think I am.
Well, I'm going to talk about there's too much sawdust. Where do they get all that sawdust from? That's way too much sawdust, and they're not doing anything to produce sawdust.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sawing logs there. They're not having giant mills follow them around.
Well,
where are they getting all that sawdust?
Some padding if they fall off the trapeze.
Do they reuse the sawdust? Because that's disgusting, too.
Why?
What
they
happens
use
to
sawdust
that?
In under play yards for kids at playgrounds.
But hopefully those kids aren't peeing and pooping all over the sawdust.
Well, it's very well true.
What kind of play yards are you going to? The ones I go to have pebbles and
there's no pebbles.
And
bark.
Mulch. Yeah, bark. Yeah.
Mulch. Yeah. Bark is what they used to call it.
Yeah, it's called mulch, which mulch. I don't really understand the difference there.
Is bark bigger?
I don't know.
Like bark is bigger
bark
than
is bigger
your
than
bark.
Its bite. We both ran into that one. And the creepy music that gets into your head and you end up thinking about it at 2 o'clock in the morning. And everybody's faces are a little more stretched in your dreams. You know, it's like...
Yeah, I really think you read a book. And
no, it wasn't a book.
I really don't think you've ever been to the circus.
The circus, and it was a circus.
You've never been to the circus.
And there was a very old
elephant.
Only
the rodeo. I think maybe you went to the rodeo.
No, the rodeo does not have creepy music. The rodeo had country
music. Now you're here.
And then and what that organ, that pipe organ they got going?
He's never been to a circus.
I have to been to a circus.
Yes.
But I'm not going back to prove I went to one.
That's right, because you've never been there.
I've been to a circus.
You've never been to a circus?
Been to a circus. Ran away to the circus one time.
Oh, great.
Yep. Ran away to the circus. I was going to be in the midget act. Said I was too tall.
Yeah. Only time, huh?
Uh-huh. What?
Only time you've ever been told you were too tall?
What's that supposed to mean?
Take it however you want it.
Taller than you?
It's true. Except for when I wear my heels.
Well, that's true. But if I wore heels, then I'd be taller than you.
That's true, but that's just creepy. Like the circus that you've never been to.
Well, do you think the circus is creaky, Missy? I haven't ever been to a circus person.
Creaky?
Did I say creaky?
You said creaky.
I meant creepy.
I have been to the circus, yes. Yes, it's a wee bit creepy, but I don't think you've ever been there because you have this stereotypical vision of the circus that is just not...
Well, what have I said about the circus that isn't actually true?
The guy didn't have a big mustachey thing like that at the circus I was at. There was no sawdust.
I don't think you went to a real circus.
Okay, I was interviewed on TV. But I have proof.
Oh, listen to her throwing that out now. Oh, here we go.
I have proof. I have proof that I was actually there. You have no documentation whatsoever.
Just throwing out documentation on me. I was 8. I didn't know I would need proof.
You never went to the circus.
You see where it all goes? You see where it all goes? Nah, I don't know. Well, I've been. I swear I've been. And I'm telling you, it's creepy. There's no good reason to go to the circus. Avoid it at all costs. And it's expensive.
Not really.
Yeah. It's like...
You don't even know.
You have to pay for everything. They don't give you peanuts at the circus. You got to pay for them. When you go to feed the animals, you have to buy the food to feed their animals. Does that make any sense to anybody?
He's never been there.
What if nobody came? I need to go, I swear. Bios Candias, everybody.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.